You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Bournemouth 8-11, the draw 13-5, and Sunderland 4-1. Heard you exhale as soon as I said 8-11, Derek.
It's just ridiculous,
I can hear him flicking through the Derek McGovern Bible.
Well, it's Sunderland now, isn't it?
Is there an asterisk at the bottom of the Bible where it says Sunderland do not apply?
But you can't flick through it when it's one page long.
4-1 to win at Bournemouth, Sunderland. We've been in the Premier League, you like it or lump it, which is probably their tactics for many, many seasons. And this is Bournemouth's first. The prices are wrong. They're just wrong. And I've got to give Sunderland another try at these odds. I have. God knows why. I just have.
They have been backed a little bit. They were 9-2, weren't they, when this market was first formed, and now into 4-1 early on in the week. Now into 4-1. 8 games without a win in the Premier League, which is the longest current run in the Premier League. They've drawn 4 and lost 4, Sunderland. Here's a little bit of trivia for you, Mr. Phelps. Jermaine Defoe has scored against 34 different teams in the Premier League.
Right.
This will be the first time that he's faced Bournemouth in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Just 4 players have scored against 35 or more clubs in the Premier League in its history. Name them.
Rooney?
No, not
Shearer.
Rooney. Alan Shearer's one.
Thierry Henry?
No.
Andy Cole?
Yes, he's 2.
Do you want to help me, Derek? Dwight York?
Robbie Fowler's too far back.
Michael Owen?
Too far back. No. You got to. We'll let this run throughout the podcast. Your thoughts on this game? Obviously, Derek's given his thoughts, and rightly so. He's got Sunderland down as a bet here at 4-1. I couldn't believe these prices either. You've
Peter
got
Crouch?
Lampard so far, by the way.
I'm joking about Crouch. It's just daft. To add to the fact that, what Derek said, Bournemouth haven't won yet at home.
They're not pulling up any trees,
no,
are they?
It's not like they're kind of... If anyone puts Bournemouth down as a bet, as a single this weekend, or in any bet, they need the head checking, don't they? 8-11 for a team who haven't won at home yet. I've only scored 1 goal at home as well. Now, admittedly, it's difficult to back Sunderland, but they are capable. You know what I mean? You look back to last season when they were real pretty poor. They do win away games. I think it's just, are you brave enough to take the 4-1, or do you go all week like me and play the draw no bet or the +1? But I even think Sunderland +1 at 23-20, getting 2 results for an established Premier League side. If this game was drawn in the FA Cup last season, and Bournemouth's team isn't that much different to last season, would these wouldn't have been the prices. There wouldn't have been odds on at home in the cup against Sunderland.
It's reaction to Sunderland's start to the season, isn't it? But it's not taking into account Bournemouth's start, really.
Yeah. No, similar
prices to one we'll talk about shortly. Liverpool at home to Norwich. Now, I think Liverpool are awful at the moment, but Liverpool could actually, if they turned it on, could give Norwich a good hiding. Under no stretch of the imagination can you see Bournemouth giving Sunderland a good hiding, could you?
No. It'd be a major shock, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And Sunderland have just come off the back of a 2-2 draw at Villa. So it's not like they're absolutely shocking. Scored 2 goals at Leicester. I know these aren't great results, but they are scoring more goals. They've scored 4 goals in 2 away games. Bournemouth have scored 1 at home. So, like Derek, I'm not saying I'm unbelievably confident that Sunderland will do it. I have to have a bet on the 4-1. If you want to have a little saver on the +1, then be my guest. I still think that's a great price, but I'm going all out on the win. Sunderland 4-1.
Draw no bet looks good as well. Sunderland 11-4. All in agreement with that one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.